Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's overcast and 27 at 7 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Pittsburgh water crews have been called to a water main break on a busy Southside street. In the overnight hours, in fact, around 3:45 a.m., and this main break happened near the intersection of Sarah and East Carson Streets. We'll get an update on East Carson and traffic coming up with Ellen Gamble. A Westmoreland County couple is accused of bringing their 2 and 7-year-old children to a drug deal. North Huntingdon police say they made the discovery during a traffic stop Tuesday night on Route 30. The criminal complaint says Gregory Carvalis and Chelsea Palco admitted to officers they bought a brick of heroin, which was in their vehicle. Police say a 7-year-old girl was in the back seat, not wearing a seatbelt, and a 2-year-old boy was sleeping in the trunk. North Huntingdon resident Terry Naylor shared his reaction with KDKA-TV.
That sounds crazy to me. I mean, drug deals can go bad at any time. You don't know what's going to happen. They're unpredictable. I mean, I haven't been to one myself, but I've watched a lot of movies.
Carvalis and Palco are facing drug and child endangerment charges, and the children are in the custody of their grandmother. Two City of Pittsburgh EMS administrators have been fired for submitting fraudulent time cards. A district chief allegedly submitted time cards with about $6,000 in unearned overtime, and a division chief approved the cards without verification. The Department of Public Safety confirmed those firings in a statement yesterday. This is Older Driver Safety Awareness Week in Pennsylvania. News Radio KDKA's David Ballarato has more on how the state is working to help senior drivers.
At a York County news conference, officials from several state departments joined together to discuss safe driving for seniors. More than a quarter of Pennsylvania's drivers are over the age of 65, and while they have fewer overall crashes than the national average, they do average more per mile of driving. State Police Captain Adam Reed reminds drivers about the dangers of over-the-counter medications.
They can cause drowsiness, slower reaction times, or impair your judgment. If you're unsure whether a medication may impact your driving, talk with your doctor or your pharmacist.
PennDOT also wants seniors to know that options for getting around can be found at findmyride.pendot.pa.gov. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
After 13 years of serving soul food on the north side, Carmi Express is closing its doors tomorrow. With that story, News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush.
Carmi Express has announced on Facebook that it will end daily operations after Friday, December 12th, but the restaurant isn't disappearing completely. Chef Carlene says Carmi will continue to serve Pittsburgh through catering, private events, and special pop-ups. In a heartfelt message, she thanked the city for 13 years of support, laughter, and shared meals, from live jazz in the dining room to the takeout kitchen keeping soul food alive. Carmi Express has left a lasting mark on the community. One plate, one celebration, and one memory at a time. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
The city is holding a rally today celebrating the Riverhounds' First United Soccer League title. That rally starts at noon on Grant Street, where fans can both meet the players and get pictures with the championship trophy. Bob Pompiani is the MC, and there will be a road closure on Grant Street from 4th Avenue to Forbes Avenue for the rally. KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. T.J. Watt is on the Steelers' injury list, sitting out at practice Wednesday with a toe problem, and Patrick Queen also didn't practice due to a leg injury. College basketball last night, WVU crushed Coppin State 91-49. KDKA Radio News Time 7:04. It's 27 and overcast in Pittsburgh now. AAA traffic and the AccuWeather forecast next.
From the KDK Radio Storm Center, we do have a few delays, a couple of closings anticipating, I guess, that we would be dealing with more snow. We don't have the snow that's going to really challenge the morning commute. Certainly nothing like Tuesday, but you can go to kdkradio.com and check out the list. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome the executive director of the AI strike team, Joanna Dovin, who we know for many years and who is very passionate about what she does here in the city on a number of levels. But this story about Waymo coming to Pittsburgh, for those that don't know, it's an autonomous ride hailing service. Joanna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
Good. I was excited. And Paul Rasmussen, when the news broke yesterday, he said, "Hey, Larry, because on Halloween Day, I took a Waymo with our team out in San Francisco from Fisherman's Wharf to Chinatown. It was an incredible experience. And then just a couple of weeks ago, I did it again in Atlanta. And I told Paul, I hear a rumor it's coming to Pittsburgh. So this is happening. And you have been a big proponent of this."
I have. Thank you for having me on, Larry. You know, what many people in Pittsburgh don't know, because we're humble, we wake up, we take care of our kids, we do our jobs, we go home, right? We don't realize that Pittsburgh actually was the proving ground for Waymo's technology. It really spun out of Carnegie Mellon University. And then at Bakery Square, you know, Waymo still has an office, but it got started there, right? So when, you know, we started seeing Waymo deploy in cities, well, first it was, you know, Phoenix, it was warm weather cities, cities with not a lot of snow. We thought, we want Pittsburgh to be top of the list, one of the first cool weather deployments, and make the pitch that this is a full circle moment for Pittsburgh. Too often, we are the city that does all of the innovation, but other cities benefit, right? Whether it's job growth elsewhere or whatnot, we want to own that innovation and we want to own the moment. So for the strike team, getting Waymo to put Pittsburgh at the top of their list, and we are at top, so they've announced about 15 cities so far, so we are one of those cities. And you think about the why on that. When you look at where they've announced launching, there's two main factors that they were choosing. And one was just market size, like how big is the market? Right. You know, so we're competing with the fact that, you know, our metro is about 2 million or so. We're still a big city, but we're not like a Detroit, which is like 4 million. Right. Or a Baltimore, which has the D.C. metro in its vicinity. So we had that. And then, of course, we have our hills. We have our bridges. We have our potholes. We have our weather. So we had to make the case. And to be honest, it when you reverse engineered it, it wasn't a terribly hard case to make. At some point, they want to be in every city, and we argue that Pittsburgh was a city that they should focus on. So we're very excited.
Joanna, take us in a little deeper on your presentation. What did it take to sway them?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think what I can say is making the ask and pushing in all aspects right now is critically important. The world is changing very fast. Capital is moving rapidly. There are cities competing, whether it's, you know, Columbus or Tampa, for innovation talent, right? For tech jobs. So there are a lot of people in Pittsburgh that have strong connections to Waymo. So it's, you know, understanding that Pittsburgh leaders want to roll out the red carpet for Waymo. You know, I talked about the new modernized airport, how much, you know, Christina Katsotis is leaning into innovation. At some point, you know, Waymo is looking at signals, so they're going to want to, at some point, you know, go to the airport, right? And so you put together all of the pieces of momentum that Pittsburgh has, and then you go right to Carnegie Mellon, right? This is where Waymo's technology was essentially founded, in Pittsburgh.
In part because of the connection, obviously, to CMU and the technology and the mindset that we have here, but also the challenges of our topography. So they figured if they can navigate Pittsburgh, they can navigate anywhere. That said, I know this is going to be initially tested with a driver behind the wheel in the downtown core. So how far will it go over? Any bridges? How far will that area service extend?
So I am not, other than, you know, making the push, I'm not privy to all of the details of Waymo's testing and deployment. And if I was, I wouldn't be able to speak on that. But, you know, I suspect if you look at historically how they've rolled out in other markets, they will test and they will perfect. And their number one focus is safety. There is a really interesting article in The Economist that looked at robo-taxis, particularly Waymo. And the reality is this is an amazing statistic. They are 90% safer than a human driver taxi, 90%. What does that mean? It means 90% safer from a reduction in casualties and accidents and property damage. They're extremely safe. And the reason why they're safe is that there's so much due diligence, right? So the testing will be underway. In some markets, they've tested for 6 months and then they've prepared launch, and others it's been less. So we'll see. I think it's significant that they're testing in the cold weather here. Now, that tells me that they want to test in the hardest environment in Pittsburgh, which is like in the next 2 months, and prove that it works here. I'm really excited. I mean, Larry, so your experience taking a Waymo in San Francisco, you know, I had the opportunity to do that as well. And it's the future. In Pittsburgh, you know, we want to be living in a city where the future is built. Okay. We want to look ahead. We want to embrace the future. We're already doing in our universities, in our research centers, and the people here should benefit. Think about our senior population, right? And getting rides, yeah, and having more access.
I found it to be an incredible experience. It was hard to believe, especially when I did it the second time in Atlanta alone, that here I was in this vehicle that was driving itself through Atlanta, one of the biggest cities, obviously, in our country. And it follows the rules, which is part of why it's been so safe, is it doesn't divert from the safety factor first at all times, unlike human beings. So this is incredible. It's just the beginning. And Paul, you have one more question?
Just a short one, Joanna. This testing period, how much longer will it go on before we might see this in service?
I do not have an answer for you. I would say, you know, if you look at other markets, it seems to be around 6 months or so, right? But I do not work for Waymo, and I can't speak to that. The bottom line is Waymo wants to be in Pittsburgh. Waymo actually has employees here at Bakery Square, which is very interesting. People don't know that. Waymo has employees in Pittsburgh. Think about that fact. One of the most incredible technologies of our time is self-driving cars. For decades, this technology has been talked about, right? We thought it would have happened 10 years ago. It's happening now. And it's happening because of the innovation in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I will say that when, you know, let's, you know, my goal, my personal goal, and of course I do not control Waymo at all, but the NFL draft is coming.
Right.
It'd be really cool to have, you know, the governor take the first ride in a Waymo with the commissioner.
I was just thinking.
Absolutely.
That's a good benchmark to set for. So we'll see if it happens. And I appreciate your time this morning as always, Joanna. Thank you. Fascinating. More to come.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it. Joanna Dovin, executive director of the AI strike team here in Pittsburgh. I can't wait to get you in one of these, Paul. Maybe someday it'll pick us up and bring us to work. You could get
an extra. And of course, you can get this on video with all the horrified and reactions that I get.
I'm going to repost our video from San Francisco so you get a sense of it. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's see what's happening with a rush with Ellen Gamble.
All right. In many spots, guys, the rush is kind of slow and picking up delays, too. The Parkway North I-279 does have the HOV lanes open for your use this morning, but we are seeing right now a little bit of bunching traffic right around Bellevue, Westview. And coming southbound on 28, you have a whole lot of company. It is slow for you through the Aetna Bypass and then stop and go at times all the way down past Millvale, the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Parkway West inbound, it's solid at the top of Green Tree Hill. Also very slow go is South Main Street through the West End as folks use that as an alternative to the Parkway West. Parkway East inbound, bumper to bumper beginning for you at the Wilkinsburg Interchange. And a reminder, heads up for restrictions on the south side on East Carson Street near Sarah because of an earlier water main break. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 725. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And we're looking at very light snow in some spots. Not everybody's seeing that. Many of the roads were pre-treated as a precaution. So you should be good to go this morning. 32 will be our high. We're at 27. And coming up, our weekly Are You Smarter Than an Anchorman? Today's category, because of the River Hounds rally, soccer. What do you know about soccer, Paul?
Next to nothing.
Well, that makes two of us. Anna Beckham, no relation to, you know, the famous Beckham soccer player, at least that I know of. We'll be dishing out the questions, but we need a lifeline participant, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate from Coons Quality Foods. This is one of those times of the year when you think about the people that work outside for a living. Yeah, God bless you. And it is going to drop to like 10 or 12 degrees overnight, and I think, well, JP Roofing and Siding, when you shake Joe Patochnik's hand, it's like shaking a catcher's mitt. This is a guy you know that's working 44 seasons, about to become 45. If you need, whether it's a small, I'm thinking of the gutters, downspouts around your home, not only the roof, the siding, even windows, JP Roofing and Siding's got you covered. And if you need a repair or total roof replacement, get a free estimate first from JP, 412-829-7711, 412-829-7711. Joel will give you $1,000 off any complete roof and siding installation project, too. JP Roofing and Siding, in Owens Corning, preferred contractor. Thank you, Joe. 721 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 7:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Since 2004, 32 hospitals have been closed in Pennsylvania. Now some state lawmakers are trying to slow the pace of shutdowns. And we'll have the details in 9 minutes on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
And Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, who also is the mastermind behind the questions. So we have Anna Beckham in. Aaron will be back Monday after her anniversary week off. So, Anna, are you emotionally and mentally ready to do this?
Oh, totally.
Okay, so let's welcome Natalie from Wexford. Can you bring up Natalie, please? We want to meet our lifeline this morning. Natalie, are you a soccer fan?
Not really.
Well, I'm a fan of the Riverhounds and happy they're successful, but I must admit, outside of the basics, I don't know that much, Paul.
Yeah, I follow the Olympic hockey and some of the World Cup, but, you know, what I know about the sport is pretty minimal, so this ought to be interesting.
Well.
Me too.
All right. Hang in there, Natalie. Stand by. You're my lifeline, and Paul gets the answer first. So, Anna, what do you got for us?
All right, so the first question I have for you, they're all multiple choice, by the way.
Okay.
So the first question is, how many players are allowed on the field for one team at a time?
Oh, that's a good question. Go ahead.
First option is 12, second option is 11, and third option is 10.
Paul?
I'm going to go with 11.
I'm going to go with 12. Natalie, what do you think?
11.
Oh, should I? Is that my answer? All right. She sounded confident. All right, Anna, what is it?
It is 11.
All right. We both got that right.
The reason why I went that way is because they have the goalie by himself, and that would leave 10 players on either side to play the field. So that was.
Look at you. That's why you're an anchor man. God bless him. All right. Question number two. I'm first.
All right. Which country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles? Number one, Germany. Number two, Brazil. And number three, Argentina.
Natalie.
I want to say Brazil.
All right, I'll go with you on Brazil, Paul.
And I'm going to go with Argentina.
All right, the correct answer is Brazil.
Hey!
All right.
Damn.
Natalie, you are smarter than an anchor man. What do you do for a living? Just curious.
I work in HR.
HR, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of soccer questions come your way, I'm guessing.
No, and we're more of a football family.
All right. Anna, final question.
How many laws are there in soccer? One. Your first option is 50, second option is 29, and your third option is 17.
Oh, boy.
I'll take the low one. I'll go 17.
I'll say 29.
All right, Anna?
The answer is 17.
It's a tie once again. Foiled by anchorman Paul. But Natalie, you're a winner. You're going to get a $25 gift card good to Coons Market. And thanks for playing our little silly game.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
You too. Well, there you are, Paul. You've survived another week.
Well, thank goodness for multiple choice, right?
Yeah. And a good job on the questions. Thank you. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellen Gamble, do you ever watch soccer? Oh, as kids, yeah, you watched. You said.
27 with overcast skies at 7:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. The news is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. For your home's windows, siding, doors, and bath, trust PJ.com. State lawmakers are attempting again next year to pass legislation to slow or prevent hospital closures and purchases in Pennsylvania. News Radio KDKA's Paul Alexander has more.
With at least 32 hospitals fully shuttered in the Commonwealth since 2004, a new bill has been proposed to give the Attorney General oversight responsibilities in for-profit or private equity transactions involving healthcare facilities. The bill passed the House in June and has been awaiting action in the Senate. One of the bill's sponsors is Representative Dan Frankel from Squirrel Hill, who says, "We know we have a real crisis. One of the issues is whether or not nursing homes should be dealt with separately. They're also looking to ban private equity purchases of the land, only to lease it back to the hospital at a predatory rate to force bankruptcy. The goal is to have something in place prior to the next wave of hospital transactions and mergers." Paul Alexander, News Radio, KDKA.
Pittsburgh is throwing a downtown rally today as the Riverhounds celebrate their first ever USL title. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has details in the newsroom.
Paul, the championship is nearly three decades in the making for the Riverhounds, who finally lifted their first United Soccer League Cup after a dramatic playoff run. The Hounds edged out FC Tulsa in a tense penalty shootout last month, capping off a postseason where their defense didn't allow a single goal. In fact, the team closed the year with more than 630 straight scoreless minutes, one of the strongest defensive stretches in league history. Fans heading downtown today can meet the players and coaches and snap photos with the championship trophy. Grand Street will be shut down between 4th and Forbes from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. this afternoon for the celebration. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio, KDKA.
Now KDKA Sports, brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. T.J. Watt and Patrick Queen did not practice with the Steelers Wednesday. Watt has a toe injury. Queen injured a leg in last week's game. And college hoops last night, West Virginia blew out Coppin State 91-49. KDKA Radio News Time 7:31. Our next update at 8 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
With nearly 900 physicians, 7,300 employees, it's the third largest health system in Western Pennsylvania, Independence Health System, comprising Butler, Clarion, Frick, La Trobe, and Westmoreland Hospitals. And they've earned top honors for quality of care from U.S. News & World Report and Health Grades, too, changing the landscape of healthcare in our region by providing low-cost, high-quality care through superb clinical expertise and the latest technology, and job opportunities now. Independence Health System, expert care here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:30. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we check in with Dr. Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see Doc on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning. Sporting the Penguins hat today. They had a big win in Philadelphia Monday night. How are you?
Yes, great game. Doing real well. How about yourself?
Good, except for, and we got a couple of bonus questions for you today due to the weather. The salt great. That's out on the sidewalks, one, and then the frigid temperatures we're anticipating overnight, maybe tying or setting a record going down to around 10 or 12 degrees. But before we get to those, let's start with the questions from your fans, of which there are many. Melissa in Cranberry, right there, not too far from your clinics. Our dog gets ice balls stuck between its toes in the snow. Is there a safe way to prevent that, or should we trim his fur? That's actually an interesting question.
It is a good question. Some dogs get a lot of fur between their toes, and it grows out the bottom, and it's one of those things that you can trim safely, but if your dog's giving you a lot of trouble, it's probably best for a groomer to do that. But when they get those ice balls and you go to pull them out, it hurts. It hurts the dogs because they're sensitive. So what I recommend is soaking them in lukewarm water, not hot, just lukewarm water, and then they'll just dissolve or melt, and that makes it easier. And if you want, you can put little booties on them when they go outside and get your dog used to those, or just get inhabited when they come in, and if it's snowy out and icy out, go ahead and rinse them off. Take a warm, damp cloth and wipe between their toes anyways, because that ice can start to burn them and irritate them, and then they start licking and grooming, and then they can get irritated in their mouth as well. So I do recommend giving them some care when they come in from that weather, because a lot of people, even when you use the pet safe ice melts, those are still irritating to dogs. They say that they're pet safe, but they still irritate them.
Morning, Dr. Mike. Dana in Ben Avon wants to know about crating their dog while they're at work. In the winter months, they're wondering if it's okay to leave him in a cooler part of the house, or should that crate be somewhere warmer?
You know, a good question. Indoor dogs, they like the temperatures that we like because that's what they're used to. So I don't like hearing, I don't know how chilly it is or how cool it is. So I keep them in a warm area, you know, what they're used to, and make sure it's draft free. They have plenty of fresh water. And that's the most important thing. You don't want them to get drafty. And if it's too chilly, or I don't know if you're talking about the basement, when you say the cooler areas, I would just put them where they're normally accustomed to, because that's where they do best.
Eric in Moon Township wants to know, Doc, we love walking our dog at dawn when it's still dark and snowy. What reflective or light-up gear do you recommend to help drivers see our pet?
You know, that's a fantastic question. There's a guy that walks around here, and I'm out in the country, and he has a reflective vest on his dog. He has a reflective leash. He has reflective clothing on, and he has LED tags that flash, and you always see him. And that's the most important thing. I think that's fantastic, because at dusk or dawn, it's really hard to see people. You have lights coming into your eyes and you're driving. I think we all know that drive. So I recommend all of the above. As much reflection as you can put on them from all sides is the best thing you can do. I love those reflective vests, and I love those flashing LED lights so that you can see them. Some people think it's a distraction. I think it's fantastic.
And that said, let's go back to, we had the biggest snowfall Tuesday that we've had since March 2022. So a lot of people, we got dumped on early this season. That said, what about the salt you mentioned, the safe salt for pets on sidewalks? What do you recommend overall?
Yeah, I do recommend that. I mean, that is the safest thing to use if you have pets and they're walking on it. But you have to just attend to their paws when they come in. It doesn't take much. You can either, depending on the size of the pet, you can take a cup of warm water and swish their feet around in it for, you know, 10 seconds. each foot, and then you can let it drip dry, or you can just take a dry towel and dry it off. But either way, give them some attention, because you want to get that salt off of their pads and between their toes. Because like I said, they're just going to start grooming. And that question about the snowballs, that I've had people come in where they said they pulled them, their dogs get aggressive, you know, it hurts. So I get it. So you just want to soak them, get them used to it, give them a treat, make it friendly, you know, make it fun, and then get them used to handling their paws. I hope that you already have, but if you haven't, those treats always come in handy.
Yeah, we do that with Paul when he comes in every morning.
You know, Dr. Mike, I had a flashback on Tuesday when I was leaving my house, and I thought to myself, you know, when it got like this, I used to shovel out an area in the front yard for Ginger so she could, like, make a quick pit stop and then dash back inside. She, even with a coat on, she didn't want to stay out in the cold.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. If it's too cold, especially the, you know, short-haired dogs and older dogs and puppies, if they look cold outside and they start shivering, you know, they just want to do their business and get back in and let them. You know, it's, I know we like to exercise them and keep them out a little bit longer, but I always watch the dogs and watch for their own comfort. I had an emergency and a plumber had to come over to our home, and I take care of his dog as well. And he was telling me the same thing. He said, yeah, I had to go out and shovel a spot for my dog to go out and go to the bathroom. And it makes me laugh because my dogs get in as much snow as they can. But it's I appreciate owners that do that. That's fantastic.
That said, we are going to drop to maybe record-setting lows overnight. Any additional tips for folks and when it comes to particularly with dogs being outside?
Yeah, so I'll go out with my dogs, and if I see that they're uncomfortable, they're just going to come right back. And they just tell us, my dogs will turn around and just start walking towards the door if they don't want to be out there. I have a long-haired shepherd. This is his weather. You know, he loves to be out in this. A husky would love to be out in this. But just watch them and don't stay out too long because they get cold fast. And just be attentive to your dog's needs. Don't let them out and forget about them because it's too cold out there. And if you do have outdoor dogs, the most important thing is that they are draft-free and they're insulated so they're not on a damp surface. And also that they're fresh water all the time. That freezes real quick, and they do have inserts you can put in the bowls that are very safe to keep that water thawed. So just make sure they have plenty of fresh water. And then I always recommend increasing the feed a little bit for outdoor dogs because that helps them keep warm. Burning those calories helps them keep warm.
And it will be a three-dog night with that temperature drop. All right, one more before you go. I heard about they're testing weight loss drugs on overweight pets. When do you think we'll know? Because a lot of pet, you see this all the every day in your practice.
Yeah, 60%+ of the dogs and cats are overweight. So now everybody's looking for a simple fix, you know, an injection that we can give that will get that weight off. And they're studying it just like they have them in people. They're studying it in dogs and cats. I heard 2027 that but it has to go through the trials to make sure it's safe. And I'll stay abreast. I'll know if it's safe or not, believe me, because a lot of people are paying attention to it. And I'll be able to, I'll find out as soon as they give us information on the safety. But that's what I worry about, is that it might not be as safe as we think it is, even in people. So we'll keep a close eye on it.
Doc, always appreciate your time. Stay warm, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, will do. Take care.
All right, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson. You can go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net.
Waymo is starting testing of its autonomous taxis in the Golden Triangle this week.
You know, there was a recent story out in The Economist. They studied hundreds of thousands of miles of Waymo driving, and compared to human driver, it's 90% safer. 90%.
That's the voice of Joanna Dovin, who we spoke to just earlier in this hour. She's the executive director of the AI Strike Team and reminds people this technology was developed here in Pittsburgh, and Waymo has had an office in Bakery Square since 2021.
And she was on the team that went to Waymo and convinced them to put us in with the other markets that they're adding. That's great, great news for the city. Talk about Mike Tomlin's future with the Steelers remains a hot topic this week, especially now that Ed Bouchette, the insider who's now retired from his job at the PG, this is what he had to say.
That to me is damning, that your head coach thinks he has this great defense and it's the worst in the league. I mean, what does that say about his judge of talent? And Mike's done some really good things here. But as Chuck Noll said, maybe it is time.
Yeah, he retired recently, but he was a Steelers insider dating back more than 40 years. So his collective experience is pretty impressive, and this is added on to was the hot topic across the country again in sports radio.
And we have a downtown rally today celebrating the Riverhounds' first United Soccer League title.
Good for Tuffy Schallenberger. He is the owner. He's a construction guy by trade, and they are trending up, and they're going to expand the Highmark Stadium there with the beautiful views on the river to 15,000, and with this kind of momentum, national champions.
No, I did not know, Larry, that they've been playing soccer, the Riverhounds, 26 years.
It's been a long time, so good for them. And if you're a soccer fan, and they've packed that place, it's supposed to only seat 5,000, but they've got 6,700 in their game somehow, standing room only. So happy for the Riverhounds and soccer fans. And tomorrow night, the number one seeded Pitt volleyball team, the women, will be at the Pitt. And it's well worth it if you haven't seen them play. You know who's a big fan? Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he takes his kids there, and he's been sporting. He had Dan Fisher, the coach, on his podcast, and we're going to have Coach Dan Fisher on next hour, right after your newscast at 9:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.